Record cold temperatures in the Czech Republic have taken a severe toll, with 9 deaths from exposure registered this weekend. 7 of the victims were homeless, among them 3 Prague residents. Michael Raymond Stanit is the head of the Salvation Army in the Czech Republic. He described the situation on the ground to Jan Wellinger.
We have a night shelter that's full, 40 beds. We have a very large day center, which we open up at night time to allow people to sleep on the floor or to sleep at the chairs during the emergency cold period. So, for example, for the last week or so, we've been providing an extra 100 people sleeping on the floor in the day center. And with the hostel capacity at 52. So when you add those figures together, you're talking of over 200 people sleeping in our accommodation.
I imagine it's not something you can keep up in the long term.
Well, it depends on what you mean by long term. It's something we have to keep up, certainly until the colder weather disappears. We have to provide that type of support. It's just not right to be sending people out onto the street when it's minus 10, 15 outside.
This is difficult to ascertain because obviously every situation is different, and we're talking about individuals. Presumably people who are on the street do have strategies. They know how to make use of services that are out there. Nevertheless, this kind of thing still happens. Do you think that simply alcohol could play a role, or that it's something else?
You make a good point. There's always going to be a percentage of people who just will not fit into whatever regime you set up, because some people just opt out completely from being able to manage to live under certain rules. And of course, alcohol will play a part in that if you've got somebody who is completely out of control with their alcohol, you have to think of the safety of the other residents and the safety of the staff. In the odd circumstance when that happens, that a person who's heavily under the influence of drugs or alcohol and is aggressive, they can only come back when they are sober. But that's a rule that all such organizations have.
The city should, in your view, be taking a greater responsibility. If there aren't any plans yet, will your organization be putting pressure on the city of Prague to
There's always pressure on the city of Prague about doing more for the homeless. You know, we do have a situation with the social magistrate in Prague that they don't take more seriously the situation regarding homelessness. So, yes, I do think it's the town's responsibility, and I do think they should call the organizations together, and I do think they should put the resources there, such as buildings and finances, so that you have an emergency situation that you can kick in. We shouldn't be having a situation where people are dying on the street.
That was Michael Raymond Stanit talking there to Jan Velazquez.